What up, what up, what up, what up? What's going on, America? I'm looking up something literally as we speak here. All right, we got a lot to talk about. We're just going to jump right into it. Let me ask you guys a question.
Okay.
Why do you need 21,000 plus troops for a virtual inauguration?
Excellent question.
I can't say what I believe.
Why do you
will be taken off the
why do you believe why do you believe that is? And so, you know, fact checkers, calm down. This is really gonna upset you. So I'm just asking a question.
Because it's not.
Okay? Just asking a question. I'm not stating whether or not I believe these things to be true or not. It's simply asking a question,
right,
which is supposed to be at the heart, of journalism in the first place.
Well, if Biden wins and it's all peaceful, then what's the need? Where are all the protests going to be coming from?
But okay, well, the argument can be made that if 80 million people voted for this guy, why does he need protection from people?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like if America really wanted Joe Biden to win the election, why does he need protection?
It was Trump that called the troops in, too.
Well, exactly. Okay, and then another thing. So reports are coming out right now that they are checking the background of every single troop that is there to see if there's Trump rhetoric in their social media pages.
Oh, my That's scary, goodness. Man.
So not only are they calling in the troops for this virtual inauguration, they're checking the political, alliedness, allied forces.
They might want to be careful with that. They're going to get rid of a lot of troops.
Say, there's going
to
be like
the reason why. Listen to this craziness right here. Who's the conspiracy theorist now? The reason why is because they are concerned about freaking inside attacks.
Yeah.
At the Capitol or the White House.
They're going to bring UN troops in.
Look, man,
from Europe.
I've said this a bunch of times and I'll say it again. It is insane to me that for the past 4 years, we have had to listen to the rhetoric of anyone that's pro-wall, pro-barricade, pro-anything is a racist, a bigot, a xenophobe, a misogynistic, cis male. But now all of a sudden, because you have a senile old man in office, fact check, don't know that to be true, I'm guessing. Now all of a sudden, walls work. And walls are vital and needed to preserve the sanctity of the inauguration, to make sure that the riffraff don't come in.
Yep.
All right? Isn't that exactly what we've been saying this entire time? But Biden is also now talking about that within the first 100 days, he's going to grant citizenship to over 11 million illegal immigrants.
Oh, that's nice.
What could possibly be the reason for that? Probably because those are 11 million new Democrat voters.
I was going to say new votes. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking that too, but do they even need actual votes at this point?
That's no. true. They've already rigged it well. No, so stick with what you know.
No, they don't. Okay, so I just, again, just wanted to ask a question before we get into the show.
So why do you think, because everybody's going to ask, why do you think they were called in? Because I know a lot of our guys stood down and now they're in this holding period because they were supposed to be called up. Now some are standing down. Some are still going.
The conspiracy theorist people think that the troops have come in to put the walls up to keep people from leaving as opposed to keep people from going in. That's what the conspiracy theory people think.
My conspiracy theory channel right now, well, there's a whole bunch of them. It's that all the truth is the intel is going to drop and the world's going to be set on fire and everybody's going to go to D.C. to try and overthrow this military dictator, they believe. So the troops will already be stationed ready for that battle that's going to
happen. So who's the military dictator?
They believe it's Trump because they're going to say, well, of course he comes out with all this stuff right at the last second and, you know, makes himself stay in office. And that's the way it's going to look to half the country.
I think that it's just funny that the people's champion is so worried about the people, like, rioting against him.
Yeah.
Look, you want to talk about, I saw a meme, it was there, like, Joe Biden needs thousands and thousands of troops and fences and barricades and 50 cals on guns put up because he's the people's president. But yet Donald Trump walked by himself across the North and South Korea lines, just rolled up in there And so,
yeah, and called him Rocket Man.
Yeah.
What's up, little dude?
What's up,
little Rocket Man? Look at your belly.
To me, it goes with this is everybody talks about Trump being a dictator. The rhetoric of Joe Biden is 1,000,000% what dictators do. And this is what I'm going to say before, and we got to get into our first sponsor. But listen to this. Most dictators, they go out and they speak for a very short amount of time. They don't take any questions. Mm-hmm. They don't do anything. They say what they got to say and they get out. Mm-hmm. They're not seen in public a lot. Okay? Sounds a lot like Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. They have the military guarding them at all times, preventing people from coming in. And they claim constantly that they are the people's, like, ruler or the people's president, mm-hmm. and this and that. Whereas they do all this stuff to keep the people actually from them.
Yeah.
Trump, in the middle of the Trump rallies, is driving right through in a freaking Suburban, waving at people like, hey, what's up, everybody?
Yeah.
I don't think that America realizes the dictator that actually is fixing to take over in the office.
China.
No, I don't think
they just elected China.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that you are in for a very rude awakening on this. And we're going to talk about some of the things that Joe Biden wants to do. Take one major thing from his tax or from his stimulus plan or his spending bill that he wants to introduce, another $1.9 trillion.
Come on.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the mainstream media, and then we're also going to talk about the Capitol riots and some videos and some new evidence that's coming out now that just makes it look really, really strange. And there's no other way to put it other than that. But before we get into all of those things, let's get into a sponsor. All right. With everything going on these days, it's easy to get stressed out, and that wears down your immune system. That's why I recommend you take Field of Greens every day to make sure you're giving your body everything it needs to stay healthy. Field of Greens is packed with 18 clinically researched essential fruits and vegetables, plus green tea, ginger, and beets. It's like having a bunch of fresh fruits and vegetables in a jar. Field of Greens can support heart health, your immune system, metabolism, blood pressure, and digestion. Plus, it's pre and probiotic. Field of Greens is good for everyone, old, young, and even the athletes. Just put one scoop in a glass of water, stir, and you're done. Drink it while you're making your coffee. It takes 2 seconds and you will feel the difference. Go to BrickHouseGram.com. Dear America listeners, save 15% with the promo code GRAHAM. Also available in Wildberry. It tastes great. BrickHouseGram.com. BrickHouseGram.com. Promo code Graham. All right, so first of all, before we get into the riots, before we get into mainstream media, I want to talk about Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion spending plan that he will enact immediately when he gets into office. So on top of the fact, so this was Washington Post on Friday. Washington Post on Friday in the same article, okay? It says lingering Trump's administration is a what did it say verbatim? I can't remember verbatim, but it said lingering is staggering national debt. Mm-hmm. It's basically trashing Trump for the national debt. In the same paper, it goes, Biden's $1.9 trillion package that will save America. Mm-hmm. In the same paper,
right.
The same thing. And then one of his stimulus things is he will mandate $15 an hour minimum wage.
Yep.
Minimum wage,
cool.
$15 an
hour. Whatever.
So what I want to talk to a lot of people about is, you know, there's a lot of people in America that are like, well, it's the big deal. That's awesome. You know, I'll take that. Well, as a business owner, I'm going to explain to you what's wrong with this. All right. So Bernie Sanders, this comes direct from Commie Bernie. All right, and then Bernie calls it the $15 living wage. All right, living wage.
That's nice.
So what happens is this is what happens. So first of all, Joe Biden is a complete and total idiot. All right, and this isn't even Joe Biden's plan. This is someone dumber than Joe Biden that wrote this plan for Joe Biden. Okay, it's probably a lot of people don't realize this, that 24, 25-year-olds run D.C. Okay, you got all these people that come in. Joe Biden's never been president before. Got all these people that never been congressmen or senators before. They've got like their cabinet member or their team that's like these 24, 25-year-olds that are running D.C., mm-hmm. right? Yep. That's how it really works. So they're like, ooh, $15 an hour, that's a great idea. It's a great idea, but listen here, morons. This past year has done what? Completely wrecked the economy in general, okay? You've got thousands of small businesses that have closed. Millions of Americans that are out of work, and now you're going to tell those small businesses that they have to up the amount of money they're paying people to $15 an hour minimum.
Just so nail in
most,
the coffin.
Your yeah, most yeah. minimum mouth breather at your work, at your job, and look, that may offend people. You all know that you got some people that can't chew gum and blink at the same time that are working in the back of the shop, all right? You got to pay them $15 an hour. You are going to destroy business. So what's going to happen? All right. What that means is that now the businesses are no longer going to be able to afford those employees. So what you're actually doing by trying to give people this $15 living wage, as you call mm-hmm. it, you're actually taking their jobs away.
Yep.
Right.
Because these small businesses are not going to be able to afford it. Oh, but Graham, what about the big businesses? What about McDonald's and Walmart and all these other places? Have you been yeah. to a McDonald's lately? Have you seen the automated machine. Little thing?
Yes, Taco yep. Bell.
Where, yeah, everyone's
you,
going to
yeah,
them.
Where you tap, tap, tappity tap.
Self checkout at Walmart.
Self checkout. You horrible. Don't even have to speak to somebody. They literally have three people working at McDonald's yeah. now.
Graham, AI took over a long time ago.
But that's what I'm trying to
honestly.
Say. But it's deeper than that. It's people that do not understand yeah. how business in the economy actually works. Everybody can't make $100,000 a year.
Right.
That's not real. It's not sustainable. You want to make $100,000? Work harder.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make $100,000? Come up with an idea that nobody else came up with. You want to make $100,000? Be better than other people. Yeah, I said it. Be better than other people.
Be better.
Some be better. People are not equipped. They're not mentally equipped. They're not talent. They don't have enough talent. This is life, man. I'm not saying that people shouldn't have a job, but to just assume that Arthur down the corner is able to do the same thing that the guy who actually, like, I hate to use it, created Facebook. Like, you really yeah. think everybody that works at Facebook should make the same amount of money as Mark Zuckerberg? You're an idiot.
And we also have social programs to help people when they're in these bad times in life, you know. This mother of three shouldn't be paid $12 an hour. It's like, well, that's what we have welfare and these other programs to temporarily get her out of,
again,
some assistance.
But the other thing is, if you give him $15, well, then if I'm a manager, everybody gets raised. Everyone gets raises. And now what are we doing with the whole stimulus issue is everything's going to, the value of the dollar.
Everything's going to become more expensive.
Why do you right. think everyone is getting their houses just like we did? Why do you think everyone is worthless. Moving?
Gas. Exactly. Joe Biden hadn't even been sworn in yet. Oh, and gas swore, is yep. already
Well, starting didn't he to, just say, vowed that he was going to cut off the pipeline, or didn't he just say that?
Probably.
Yeah,
probably.
I saw, read that.
Everything economically-wise, Joe Biden is going to destroy it. But again, back to the original point. If you don't understand the significance of $15 an hour, you've never owned a business, first of all. And if you've never owned a business, you're an employee. And I hate to say this, because this is going to sound really harsh. Shut up, because you have no idea what it actually takes to run a business. You don't. Your job, I hate this job. I don't make yeah. enough money. Shut up.
Explain.
Create your own business.
Right.
Go pay the actual taxes that are related to having the business. Go pay the taxes that are related to you being able to make 40 grand, 50 grand a year. Whereas your freaking owner of the business have to pay like 60 to 75 grand a year mm-hmm. for all your taxes, all your Social Security taxes, all your insurances, all your everything. Shut up.
And that's not
you
to
have
say,
no clue what you're talking about.
And that's right. not to say like hardworking people shouldn't get raises, the businesses shouldn't be fair. Just to clarify, this is talking about everyone getting paid 15, which does yeah. nothing.
But that's
it.
But it does nothing. But that's another thing. Who gives a flying crap that you work hard when if the business ain't profitable?
Right.
It doesn't matter how hard everybody works.
Yeah.
You make what you make.
If you can explain to me why you deserve $15 exactly. an hour, then sure.
Yeah. Look, rule of business is this: be irreplaceable.
Exactly.
If you're irreplaceable, then you can demand money. If all they got to do is remove you and hire somebody else, sorry, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Welcome to real life. That is the truth. And the problem with America today is nobody wants to hear real life. I'm putting this in my book. I'm going to piss everybody off. I'm telling you, and I don't care because, I'm tired of it, man. I have learned so much in the past 4 years from when I started doing this stuff to where I am now. Okay? I have people, everybody in this room, that are dependent upon me making the best business decisions for the business. Because if I don't do what's right for the business, guess what? Nobody has a job. Then everybody's screwed. Then nobody can eat. Then everybody's got to figure out what they're going to do. People that are demanding $15 an hour minimum wage are the exact problem that is with the economy. And I'm going to read something here in just a minute that is going to just blow your mind. Okay? It's going to blow your mind. And it goes with this. And this is before we get into the mainstream media and the conspiracy theories here at the end. Jake's favorite time. He's already stretching over there. All right. If you are pro $15 minimum wage across the board, then you are pro tanking the economy. And you are a professional idiot because you have no, you're a professional ignorant fool. There we go. Does that make you feel better?
Fool.
Yeah, you know, idiots are people that are just stupid. Ignorant means you don't know. I realize that the vast majority of Americans don't understand how they actually get paid the money they get paid to work their job. Like, I get that. Right. I understand. But that's the truth. All you're going to do, if you live in a state, I think here in South Carolina, minimum wage is what, $7.50?
No, it's higher than that now, I think.
Google it, somebody, really quick. Minimum wage in South Carolina. Every state is different. Like, some places, the cost of living is higher. I'm cool with that. Yeah. I understand that.
Adjusted for inflation?
So yeah. It's $7.25 in South Carolina.
$7.25, good. Oh, wow. Oh, didn't you say that?
Well, I said $7.50. I was off by eight. 25 cents.
See, you're up for, like, raising it a little bit whenever it's needed, right, based on certain factors.
But what I'm getting at is if you raise it to $15 an hour, all you're going to do is make $15 an hour, $7.25.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all you're going to do.
You're halving the value of money.
Yes, because everything else is going to inflate. Your t-shirt that you buy for $30 is now going to be $50.
Yeah. Right. Well, it has to. That's how everyone survives. You're injecting
more money.
Your gallon of milk is now going to cost $7. Right. Gas is already going up. Biden's not even sworn in yet.
I know.
And gas is raising.
You know what they did in Venezuela? They gave the people a whole bunch of money. And that's what caused the 1,000,000% inflation and the thousands of people to die.
Which is what we're doing with the new stimulus plan. And who's going to pay for it?
Yeah.
But those are questions no one wants to tackle.
But Joe's a pro. So.
Here's the truth.
Oh, yeah.
If you're worried about the economy,
Obama.
You need to invest in things that do not depreciate. You need to invest in gold. You need to invest in silver. If you're stocking up on cash, what good does that do? If the economy crashes, guess what your cash is worth? Nothing.
Can I just give them someone to go to if they really need help, like figuring this out really quick?
You can go to grahamallen.com. I'm giving free economic classes.
No, you can go to Parks and Rec and listen to Ron Swanson's best and take some advice from him because he does a good job.
Or watch John Adams, the miniseries. Search on YouTube, God Save America.
That one too. Although fantastic. Ron is probably better, but that's fine.
Probably.
Whatever.
Yeah. So, all right. We got to get into a sponsor, but then I'm going to read you something. It was very interesting. A friend of mine sent me this, and I'll give context in a minute. But before we do that, it's going to rock your mind. Super long. I'm going to do my best to shorten it, but it's just going to freak you out. But first, let's get into a sponsor. All right. I don't know if you guys know this, but big tech sucks. Anyway, so why exactly are we choosing to give these big tech companies all of our personal data? Now is the time to take a stance, protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. See, every device, whether you're on your phone, laptop, or TV, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff, watch videos, or even click a link, big tech companies can use that IP to track all of your activities and tie it back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted servers, so these companies can't see my IP address at all. My internet activity becomes anonymized, and my network data is encrypted. And the best part is you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you're protected. Protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every day. Visit expressvpn.com/Graham to get 3 extra months free on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Graham to get 3 extra months free. ExpressVPN.com/Graham. All right, let me see here.
Blow our mind, babe.
I'm fixing to. Okay, so this was written, this was sent to me by an anonymous source. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but this was written by Charlie Reese from the Orlando Sentinel. He's been a journalist for 49 years and is retiring after this. This is his last column. All right, so I'm going to skip over a little bit because, I mean, it's a little wordy here, but I want you to read this here. I'm going to read the first part, then I'm going to read the very end, which is, like, haunting. So bear with me here. All right. This is about as clear and easy to understand as it can be. The article below is completely neutral, neither anti-Republican or anti-Democrat. And it's titled 545 versus 300 million people by Charlie Reese. All right. Politicians are the only people in the world who create problems and then campaign against them. Have you ever wondered if both the Democrats and the Republicans are against deficits? Why do we have deficits? Have you ever wondered if all the politicians are against inflation and high taxes? Why do we have inflation and high taxes? You and I don't propose the federal budget. The president does. You and I don't have the constitutional authority to vote on appropriations. The House of Representatives does. You and I don't write the tax code. Congress does. You and I don't set fiscal policy. Congress does. You and I don't control monetary policy. The Federal Reserve Bank does. 100 senators, 435 congressmen, 1 president, and 9 Supreme Court justices equates to 545 human beings out of 300 plus million are directly, legally, morally, and individually responsible for the domestic problems that plague this country. So basically, he goes on through here and talks about the fact of everything that we have a problem with, everything that Americans struggle with is brought about by these 545 people. If the tax code is unfair, it's because they want it unfair. If the budget is in the red, it's because they want it in the red. If the Army and Marines are in Iraq and Afghanistan, it's because they want them in Iraq and Afghanistan. If they do not receive Social Security but are on an elite retirement plan not available to the people, it's because they want it that way. Now, here's the scary part here. Now, this is kind of long, so I'm going to go through it as quickly as I can. A lot of people have heard this. This is like a common thing, all right? Tax is land, tax is bed, tax the table at which he's fed. You guys heard this?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to go through it. Tax is tractor, tax is mule, teach him taxes are the rule. Taxes work, taxes pay. He works for peanuts anyway. Taxes cow, taxes goat, taxes pants, taxes coat. Taxes ties, taxes shirt, taxes work, taxes dirt. Taxes tobacco, taxes drink, tax him if he tries to think. Taxes cigar, taxes beers, if he cries, taxes tears. Taxes car, taxes gas, find other ways to tax his ASS. Tax all he has, then let him know that you won't be done till he has no dough. When he screams and hollers, then tax him some more. Tax him till he's good and sore. Then tax his coffin, tax his grave, tax the sod in which he laid. Put these words upon his tomb, taxes drove me to my doom. And then it goes even further. And then this is true. This is all true. This is what's so scary about this. When he's gone, do not relax. It's time to apply the inheritance tax.
Yeah.
All right. Accounts receivable tax, building permit tax, yep. CDL license tax, cigarette tax, corporate income tax, dog's license tax, federal income tax, federal unemployment tax, fishing license tax, food license tax, fuel permit tax, gasoline tax, gross receipt tax, hunting license tax, inheritance tax, inventory tax, IRS interest charges, IRS penalties, liquor tax, luxury tax, marriage license tax, Medicare tax, property tax, personal property tax, real estate tax, service charge tax, Social Security tax, road uses tax, recreational vehicle tax, sales tax, schools tax, state income tax, state unemployment tax. Hang on, we're almost done. Telephone, federal size tax, whatever that is. Telephone federal universal service fee tax, telephone federal state and local surcharge, telephone minimum usage surcharge, telephone recurring, non-recurring, telephone state and local, telephone usage charge, tax, utility tax, vehicle license registration tax, so vehicle tax, watercraft registration tax, well permit tax, worker compensation tax. But here's the best part of this whole thing. You still think this is funny? So we laugh.
This isn't funny.
Yeah, hold on. Listen, this is the best part. Not one of these taxes existed 100 years ago. Mm. Not one of them.
Yeah, Great Depression.
And our nation was the most prosperous in the world 100 years ago. We had absolutely no national debt, had the largest middle class in the world, and mom stayed home to raise the kids. What happened? Can you spell politicians? 545 versus 360 million people.
Yeah. And the reason a lot of these things are open-ended is because if they solve the problem, we wouldn't need them anymore. So yeah. like the left is always promising equality, you know, Obama, the first black president, hope, all this stuff was going to finally change, and nothing happened. Changed. It got worse. Our race relations got worse under Obama. Why? Why didn't the black president solve all these problems? Mm-hmm. Because the Democratic Party needs the problems.
Yeah. Correct. Anyway, I just thought that that was a really, really good, and that was sent to me by an anonymous source.
And I just want to point out, too, really quick, because everyone's like, well, if we didn't have school tax or we didn't have these things and schools would close. But like you said, like I've done my research, especially in the school world and the system, and before, the church was actually responsible in a lot of ways for all the helping programs. Yeah. And they actually ended up prospering more because now instead everybody's like, oh, we give our tiny amount to the school. Right. Whereas before it was like, no, we want to give generously to our school.
America right. used
and
to
now
be,
it's just...
Yeah, no, you're right. And Charlie Kirk has talked about this and it's very true. America used to be heavily around generous donations.
Yes.
And then somewhere around like 100 years ago or so, it changed from generous donations to mandatory.
Yep.
This is what you will pay. I mean, the thought about it like this, you can have land and a house and everything completely paid for. And then you die and you leave it to your kids. And then if your kids can't afford to pay the inheritance tax,
mm-hmm.
poof.
It's gone. Yeah.
It's terrible.
I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. Like, think about that for 5 seconds, right? And... anyway, I just thought that that was like super revealing. First of all, who knew there were so many freaking taxes?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and that's not even probably 1% of the actual taxes that actually exist right. for everything. There's taxes for everything.
Yeah. Another problem we have, like I talk about a lot, the cycle of, you know, hard times create strong men thing. We have such a weak population that the politicians know that. And they play to our weaknesses. It's like back in the day, people took care of themselves, right. their family, their community. They didn't need handouts. And now we have half the country saying, help us, please do whatever you can to help us instead of, you know, pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps.
Yeah.
No. And well, and they become reliant on it now.
Right.
And that's the issue.
They think they're supposed to be relying on it.
Exactly.
They think the government's supposed to provide all these things.
I agree. All right. So we got to get into the attack on conservatives. And we got to get into the fact that they're not even trying to hide it anymore.
Mm-mm. They don't have to now, I guess.
Well, no, they don't have to. But it never has been more apparent than what CNN just played just the other day. But before we do that, we got to get into a sponsor. All right, let's see here. Patriot Mobile. I have some great news to share about our friends at Patriot Mobile. They just expanded their coverage dramatically, which will make it easier for even more Americans to dump the big name carriers who charge way too much and then donate money to leftists. I am proud to partner with Patriot Mobile because they never sent a penny to the left. They will never silence you, and they are America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Plus, you can switch with confidence because they use the same network as the larger providers, but charge much less. Switching is easy. Keep your phone number, bring your own phone, or buy a new one. Build your own bundle with a multi-line discounts and save even more. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Graham or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Veterans and first responders save even more. This month, get free premier activation when they set up the phone for you and a special gift with the offer code GRAHAM. It's patriotmobile.com/Graham, patriotmobile.com/Graham, or 972-PATRIOT. All right. So big tech censorship. Everybody knows about it. Blah, 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 blah. This is what I want you guys to hear. There are two things that have happened. One, let's actually talk about the fact that now people are even going after Mark Zuckerberg. This is MSNBC. And so here we go. We're going to listen to this.
Facebook would not have happened.
Shame on you.
But for Twitter.
Yeah.
But shame for on Facebook. You. Well, and you look at an amazing, and we're going to talk about it a little later on today. The New York Times had a story yesterday talking about people were tweeting about health and tweeting about mindfulness and tweeting about, I don't know, flowers.
Tweeting about music, everything.
And then music. They stumbled onto some of these conspiracy theories. And because Facebook's algorithms were set up to cause this sort of radicalism to explode,
explode.
Guess what happened? Their people likes died. Exploded. The people following them exploded. So
people exploded?
You actually had Facebook and Twitter set up their business models in
He's
a way that would
us.
Lead to the insurrection
you know that, right?
against the United States of America. It is on them.
But Joe, it's also...
All right. So, leftist Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. What happens?
When ooh, everyone you, hates
the flag just dropped on the front. Anyway, all right. Wow. What happens? And we said this at the beginning. I said, I redid the, first they came for the radicals and I didn't say anything because I wasn't a radical. Mm-hmm. Now they're coming for the conservatives and nobody's saying anything because they're not all conservatives. Yeah. What happens when they come for you? MSNBC is already literally starting to turn around and go, well, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, like, they're promoting these white supremacists.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, they're allowing this to happen. It's their fault.
What was that word? Cancel
culture? Cancel culture. It is a cancer that spreads rapidly, and no one is immune to cancer.
Yep.
We're just
Nobody.
Used to it.
Yeah, we're just used to it at this point. Yeah. We've been going through
Enjoy
chemo
it,
for
Mark
a while.
Zuckerberg.
Like,
yeah.
All this other stuff.
You guys know that I like conspiracies, right? But what people who aren't into the conspiracy theory world, you need to open your eyes when you hear somebody label something a conspiracy theory. Because that's what they did back in the Cold War. Anyone who was questioning the government, they labeled a conspiracy theory. And it was almost a crime to question things. So when they call things conspiracy theories, you need to pay attention
and
look
bit
into
more,
it,
especially when like MSNBC or like big ones are saying that.
Right, they're trying to scare you from believing it.
Well, that's not it. One, I just thought that was funny that old Zuck is even MSNBC on top of everything. Reports are showing that Fox News for the first time since 2002 got beat out by every other news network.
Well, they probably lost a lot of people.
Tucker, everybody, every single news program on Fox News was beat out by CNN, MSNBC.
Oh, well, that's kind of...
For the first time since 2002.
I don't know if that's good.
Nice purchase,
bad.
Disney.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and so, hey, when your ratings are a certain base and you pretty much, poo-poo
Leave
on
your
that base,
yeah.
then, that's bound to happen. All right, but this is the part that I found horrifically terrifying. And by the time you listen to this, you will see a video that I made on it. But here it is. I'm going to play it for you. Now, this is the former Facebook security, manager or whatever it was. And he talks about that, he was in charge of, because back when ISIS was really a big thing and, during the wars and everything, that they were recruiting through Facebook and stuff.
Right.
So their job was to go after and stop them from being able to do that. Well, here you go.
Now we're talking about domestic audience in the United States. And the challenge is going to be partially that, ISIS did not have a domestic constituency in the United States Congress.
Wait
but
for it.
There is over half of the Republicans in Congress voted to overturn the election. And there will be a continual political pressure on the companies to not take it seriously. So I think first, you have to focus on those violent extremists, and those companies have to be brave
there you
in
go.
That way. And second, we have to turn down the capability of these conservative influencers to reach these huge audiences. There are people on YouTube, for example, that have a larger daytime, a larger audience than daytime CNN. And
that
they
can't
are extremely
happen.
Radical and pushing extremely radical views. And so it's up to the Facebooks
Says
and
who?
YouTubes in particular to think about whether or not they want to be effectively cable networks for disinformation. And then we're going to have to figure out the OANN and Newsmax problem. You know, these companies have freedom of speech, but I'm not sure we need Verizon, AT&T, Comcast, and such to be bringing them into tens of millions of homes.
Oh my gosh.
You know, allowing people to seek out information if they really want to, but not pushing it into their faces, I think is where we're going to have to go here.
Whoa.
Pushing it into Stop their face. It. All right, so there's a lot to dissect in that one.
Wow.
Can I say my first thought?
Yeah.
My first thought is that tens of millions of people are going there, then clearly they want to tune in to whatever someone is saying.
Can I say my one thing? That dude's never been punched in the face, ever.
That's true, too.
I can tell by the sound of his voice.
But this is Facebook's former chief of security.
Oh, my goodness.
And
Newsmax? Really?
Like, well, okay, so there's two things. First of all, going directly after us.
Yeah, of course.
You know, they cannot, did you hear what he said? Like, we cannot allow these conservative influencers. That's what they said.
Not radical, just not conservative.
Conservative influencers to continue to be able to be heard.
And push misinformation.
What does that sound like? Well, Candace Owens brought up a very good point in her video, and I may play that for you guys so you guys can listen to it. It's a really like super over the top like produced video, but it's got some really good info in there. But it's like pretty much anything that is debated becomes like misinformation and stuff. But the news flash is, everything is debatable.
Sure.
Everything.
Yeah.
Have you met a lawyer?
Is debatable.
Yes. Two plus two equals five.
Our legal system is literally set up to where you have to prove it.
Yeah.
And even though if you know this dude did it, if you can't prove it by the legal laws of how you're supposed to prove something, guess what?
Right.
Everything is debated. Right? And so what happens is, okay, we'll play Candace Owens in a minute. Let's unpack the rest of it. So first and foremost, they have now publicly stated, you had that leaked video of Jack Dorsey saying that the president's account was just the beginning of the censorship.
With his
right?
ISIS beard.
Yep. But now you've got people on CNN, on major network television, basically saying that conservative influencers, that's us. They are talking directly to us. And so if you don't think that they have my name on this list somewhere they're talking about, well, I don't know. I can only tell it to you. I can't make you understand it at this point. So there's that. But then they go after OAN and Newsmax.
Yeah.
And now they're saying that, well, of course, people have the right to free speech. But that doesn't mean we have to allow them to, like, be in people's, like, homes and stuff. You know, AT&T doesn't have to be forcing it down their throats, tens of millions of Americans. There's a lot of channels on my TV that I don't watch.
Yeah.
Sure.
99%.
I don't want CNN shoved in my face every single freaking day looking at Anderson Cooper's godless, soulless, white, albino-looking self. I don't want to see it.
And we're adults.
So guess what I don't do? I don't click on the channel.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't question whether or not CNN should be allowed to be there and spread their lies that I think that they're spreading, fact checkers. I'm not saying that they're spreading lies. They're spreading them. Anyway, what I'm saying is I think that they are, just like you think that I am. So who's right? Who's wrong? Do you see the spiral that you go down when you go down this road? Who's actually the superior force? Who's actually the superior side? Who actually gets to claim designation of, oh, we are more holier than thou and more righteous, so everything we say is right and everything you say is wrong?
Shouldn't that be the people?
It's absolute power by the politicians. Absolute power, because we've talked about it before. We need Democrats, especially like Dave Rubin, for example, where we can have intelligent conversations and come a little bit closer and say, I actually learned something from that guy. You know, I didn't have it all figured out, but now it's just two camps.
Yeah.
We hate on the other side.
But you can even listen. And at the end, see, here's the problem, though. I agree with everything you're saying. Here's the problem. The left will say, oh, of course we believe in dialogue and learning and stuff. But at the end of a conversation, if you still don't feel the same way we do, then we hate you.
Right.
We label you You're and we shut Nazi. You down if we can.
Yes. Nazi racist.
Whereas conservatives are like, yeah, you know, hey, I hear what you're saying. I can see how you think those things. I just don't agree with you. I don't agree with you. Yesterday, my two kids are in the back of the car. We just get out of church. Anna Grace is 7.
You went to church?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, there are other people there?
Yes. Anyway, so Anna Grace is 7, all right? She's the youngest, so she's learning about God and Jesus and all this stuff. And she goes, she says something like, God created himself. And Gage, my oldest, goes, no, God has always been.
He can't create himself.
Yeah, like he can't create himself. You know,
wait,
like,
that's a really good question.
But yeah, what I'm saying deep, is,
but man, they start going back and forth and be like, and then Anna Grace literally says this, my 7-year-old. Okay. So Gage is like, no, Anna Grace, that's wrong. God has always been. God didn't create himself. God
They're
created.
Legitimately fighting.
God created everything. God has always been. And Anna Grace is like, well, God had to have created himself to be able to create everything else. And at the very end of it, a freaking 7-year-old understands life better than every single person in the government. Okay? This is what she says. She says, well, you believe what you believe, and I'll believe what I believe.
Ding, 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 ding.
She literally, a 7-year-old, like, so after civil debate between two children,
yeah.
A 10-year-old and a 7-year-old, okay? So if children can figure this out,
well, Gage was kind of on the left because he was like, well, you're wrong.
But he didn't try to get her fired from
That's
her
so
job.
True.
He didn't try to make it to where she couldn't apply for health benefits.
They actually moved on.
Well, we're in different times
but,
now.
But, yeah. But my point is, listen to me, people. If two children can have a debate as spiraling down a rabbit hole as can be the debate of God in general, and at the end of it, a 7-year-old can literally just say, well, you believe what you believe, and I'll believe what I believe. I still love you. You know, we're still family, but I just don't agree. And they moved on. They moved on. And they were playing games, you know, within 10 minutes of that. I'm not saying that Congress should be like playing Scrabble with each other. But what I'm saying is, my God, man, like what we can learn from our children.
Yeah.
Like how difficult is it with all this censorship, with everything that's going on, how difficult is it to freaking just say, you know what, man, I hear what you're saying. I don't agree with it. And but that's all right. Yeah. I know a dude that worships a tree. Like literally once a week, he goes out in the woods and he like has this tree.
I told you not to tell people
that
about
he those. Prays
Sorry,
to.
It's your special tree.
I ain't praying to no tree. You know, I could technically maybe chop that tree down and print the Bible on it. But either way, the point is.
It's sacrilegious.
What, did that upset you when I
no,
said that?
No, I have a thought.
But if kids can do it, why can't we do it? Yes. Yeah.
Well, the other Alyssa, thought is.
You may speak.
Just, thank you. Just the common sense of it all to me is, why are you trying to silence so many people? What are you threatened by, or what are you trying to hide? Exactly. And that to me is what's scary. Why are you trying to shut down? If we are no threat to you, then why does it matter?
Right.
But clearly something is. Something is there that they do not want out or exposed, and they will do anything to keep it that way.
Right. And it's the polarized part too. So we are Nazis and racists.
Oh,
they
yes.
are
Didn't you know?
Extreme socialists.
I just
socialists.
Learned that I was a white supremacist 3 days ago.
Right.
I didn't know.
So like me and my best buddy, he's a liberal. We have conversations. We actually know what each other believes, right? So
sure.
when we get down to it, we really don't disagree on much. Like there are a few things that we vastly disagree on, but we're about 80% on the same page. But you don't figure that out until you actually talk.
It's like a Catholic and a Protestant.
You instead assume, oh, that's a leftist, they're a socialist radical, oh, that's a conservative, they're a racist, you know, sexist, whatever.
Which is being, again, if you want to really go there, that is what's being pushed down, you know, from MSNBC. And like, there's just two schools of camps.
Right.
It's frustrating.
Last but not least, we got to talk about Mayor Lightfoot. Chicago.
Hey.
And then we got to talk about Governor Cuomo of New York.
Oh, can I throw one more thing in there really quick?
Sure.
This is interesting that all of this started happening after the Capitol incident. just very interesting, the timing. Like, all these things really came out.
Thank
the
you
open.
For reminding me. Yeah, oh, my gosh.
I wondered if you were going to say that or
I almost
show that
forgot.
Video.
Okay. All right.
Wait a minute.
Hold
so,
up.
So, for those of you not watching on video, I encourage you go to our Rumble account or our YouTube account to watch this on video. This is new leaked footage of the Capitol riots, right? So, now, strange. To remind everybody, they impeached Donald Trump within a week. Of the Capitol riot, saying that he incited the violence. Now, investigators, FBI, even CNN is reporting on this, that now they believe that it was a planned attack that would have happened regardless. Mm-hmm. Okay? And some of the people that have been arrested are known far-left activists. Mm-hmm. Okay?
There's no way.
Everybody's seen the picture of the guy in, like, the freaking bull hat or whatever, yes. with, like, war paint on his face and everything.
Legendary.
So, this freaking video... Okay, has now come out, right? And so just listen to it for those of you who are listening. Now, this is the violent, life-threatening AOC, feared for her life. Like, they tried to murder freaking
everyone,
right? Just listen to it. Those of you that are watching, you'll see it, but everybody just listening to it, listen to this.
So bizarre.
Here we go.
Hey! Fucking hey, man. Glad to see you guys. You guys are fucking patriots. Look at this guy. He's got covered in blood. God bless you.
Yes.
You good, sir? Do you need medical attention?
This is a cop talking now.
I got shot in the face.
Not that guy.
Got shot in the face.
I got shot in the face.
Listen to the cop.
Plastic bullet.
Any chance I could get you guys to leave the Senate wing?
We will. I've been making sure they ain't disrespecting the place.
Okay. Just want to let you guys know. This is like the sacredest place.
I know. Hey.
All right. Cop literally asked them, like, so right. So for those of you who aren't watching, like, these guys are just kind of like walking in there. The cop is with them, like walking with them, and says, hey, any chance I can get you guys to leave? And then the dude literally says, no, don't worry, man. I'm making sure nobody disrespects the place. Like, you know, like, I'm making sure nobody's like destroying anything. And then the cop says, well, I just want to make sure you guys know that this is like the most sacred of places. Sure sounds like a violent insurrection to me.
We're not condoning it, by the way, but the way the media spun it is
right,
what is interesting.
But they spun it as, you know, this
deadly mob.
People were fighting and you know, all this stuff, and the Congress feared for their life. And
also to clarify, because it was kind of muffled, he was shot in the face with a rubber bullet.
With a rubber bullet. So yeah, with a rubber bullet. Again, all I'm saying is, I said it, and I will continue to say it. We walked hook, line, and sinker into it. They beat us there. But when you see things like that, you just got to go, something is wrong.
Yep.
All right, real quick before we go, Mayor Lightfoot, Governor Cuomo, within the same week, both say now that they have to reopen the schools.
It's time.
Because it's too big of a burden and too big of a negative for our children. And Cuomo says we have to reopen, because if we don't reopen, there won't be an America to go back to. Who said that verbatim?
What a brave man.
Who said that verbatim? So sounds just like President Trump saying that in the presidential debates, where he was booed
yep.
and ridiculed and all that stuff. Literally verbatim. And then last but not least, Governor Cuomo says that the crime in New York and Manhattan has to be brought back under control with law and order.
Oh my gosh.
That's a good politician.
It's amazing how, now that Joe Biden is in, it's amazing how all of a sudden they're all conservatives. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden.
They love the police too, man.
Oh, they love them.
Oh, yeah.
They love the police.
Back the blue.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, like you make your own assumptions on what's going on. All we can do is literally bring it to you. As it's being brought.
I hope you do research both sides and come to your own conclusions, because yes. it's just right in your face if you actually do your research.
I have a really funny story to
all
end
right.
it off. So a racing pigeon traveled from Oregon to Australia. That's an 8,000-mile trip,
yes.
right? He had a little blue tag that showed that he was from Oregon. Well, Australia is pretty freaked out by COVID right now, so they're just going to kill it.
Oh,
they're just going to kill them.
Is that really your funny story?
Final thing.
That's a tragic story. Why would you bring that
it's
up?
It's like this beautiful
this
music.
This was on Fox News.
I made it.
Another funny story, really quick. Fox News reported that ice cream from China tested positive for COVID-19.
Wow. It was like three different ice creams.
First of all, who's testing ice cream for COVID?
Oh yeah, that's God. Fishy.
Who
in and
looks
of
at those and goes, shove that thing in there and let's find out if this thing's got COVID
China
in it?
China wants you to.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all we got for today. Make sure to share this. I'm throwing a monkey wrench in the plans.
Monkey wrench.
We're not going to film on Wednesday because Wednesday is the inauguration.
Yeah.
We will be filming on Thursday.
In a bunker.
So, yeah, well, I will be because I'm taking stuff with me out in the middle of the woods, and I will be filming from there. Thank you guys for listening. Tell one person about the Dear America podcast. Give us 5 stars. Leave us a rating, and we'll see you all again next time.
See ya.